You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
All right. So first of all, I am all in on Team Travis. When it comes to lazy rivers.
Thank you.
I like water parks. They're fine. I like pools. They're fine.
No, but he won't do any of that.
Right. That stuff, I disagree. I'm okay on public pools and all that business.
He barely takes a shower with...
I think when people are floating around in a lazy river, they don't bother to get out of the lazy river.
Well, what are they doing when they're in the lazy river, typically? Having a drink.
Drink.
Yeah.
You have a couple of beers and you're floating in the water.
Or there's kids. And kids don't care.
Oh, kids don't care at all.
Yeah.
No, it's human soup.
I'm anti lazy river, but I am
pro. Got the walk-up bars or the swim-up
bars. Pools and all that stuff. You're weird about that.
You don't have to worry about me.
Yeah.
Plenty of room without
me. Emily, your producer's in a pool all the time.
She's a swimmer.
You mentioned Emily, you're going to Hawaii?
Yeah.
She's going to Hawaii. So, Trav, when you go to Hawaii, you don't go in the pool?
No. I'll go in the ocean.
Really?
Yeah, no.
And you won't go in a pool.
I won't say
in any pool.
Never. Yeah, me too.
So pool, pond, I'll go in anything.
Pool or a pool would be good for you.
Yeah.
I've had a couple of houses in my life. I've moved a handful of times where we've had a pool. I love being in a pool, but only my pool.
Only your pool.
Yeah. So he has a pool in his community.
Yeah.
Which, I've been to his house.
Yeah.
Community's a great community.
We have a community
pool.
It's a great community. It's very nice. Yeah.
You would think
I don't go in it.
The pool would be taken care of and everything.
Is everybody's in it every day.
Not me. Well, our pool is...
They maintain the crap out of it too. It's great.
So here, let me explain why. Same thing. Our pool is highly, highly used. There are young families in my neighborhood that go into this pool. There are people that use the pool for exercise.
Right.
There are. It's being used all the time. Mm-hmm. When I take my walks, or Susan and I go for a walk, we walk by the entrance to the pool frequently.
Mm-hmm.
At least three or four times a year, there's a big sign on the entrance gate to the pool that says, pool closed for biological hazard that needs to be cleaned
up. Does it actually say biological hazard?
That's a good thing. That means... That means somebody pooped in the pool and they cleaned all
they
clean the water.
It up.
Right.
They drained the
they
pool.
Cleaned it
they,
up.
But, okay, but you guys aren't going. You guys aren't going to the next step.
Just scoop it out and say, "Hey, let's keep this
moving." It's not like Bill Murray and Caddyshack.
Yeah, maybe
Ruth.
Maybe
here
it was
fine.
Just a candy bar.
Okay, so I hear what you're saying.
Yeah,
here's baby why I don't Ruth. Do it. You have kids. They got the swim diapers, right?
Yeah.
And you got the kid in there, and you're like, oh my gosh, it happened. And maybe somebody's not a great citizen, and they just pick that kid up and get him out of the pool as quick as they can. And they don't want to be the one that flags the community and say, hey, listen, my kid had an accident in the pool.
You are dangerously close to Michael Thompson's hotel
your
policy.
Your child is a biological hazard.
Child that doesn't know how to use the bathroom in the pool is a biological hazard.
Travis wants the picture of the baby outside of the pool saying, don't let him in.
And you, it sounds like you might agree.
Okay.
Will not touch the TV remote without gloves.
I'll touch it, but I don't.
It's arguably the filthiest pool by far.
Walk on the carpet without shoes.
Oh yeah,
I'll put some sandals.
I wear shoes in my own house.
Are you kidding?
No.
You get up in the middle of the night. You got to go to the bathroom. Oh, you put your shoes on.
No, put your sandals on.
But I will not take my shoes off until I go to bed.
Yeah, you're weird.
Yeah, well, you're not a dude. Yeah. You're not a dude.
Kids don't know how to use the bathroom.
And by the way,
the
good for, I'm glad to hear Meryl, well, no, I'm not glad
they're
to hear
separated.
She's separated.
For 6 years.
I'm sorry that they're separated, but I'm happy she's with Martin Short.
You're not pro-separation.
Love late in life is a beautiful thing.
Who gets?
Meryl Streep and Martin Short are potentially in a ship.
They're in a ship.
Yeah. A relationship.
You're right.
Relationship.
So Meryl Streep is not married to her husband anymore?
No.
6 years
they've
been separated.
But they have been separated for 6 years. They are not legally divorced, according to Wikipedia.
So she's apparently having a ship with Martin Short.
They're shipping right now.
Yeah, because she was on Only Murders in the Building last year.
Yeah, apparently that's
And you were saying people in their 70s, what are they actually doing? I could tell you, my mom and not stepdad Leo are in their 80s and they're hooking up. Well, I mean, they're together.
Yeah.
They're not hooking. Well,
they're together.
They might be hooking. I guess
I think the odds are probably
probably good. Something's going
hopefully,
on.
Hopefully, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I hope so.
You want everybody to have a good time.
But you're going to have fun in your 70s. You're going to have fun in your 80s.
Yeah. Yeah. What is your mom and not stepdad Leo, like, what do they do for recreation?
They go to dinner at 4.
Okay.
That's standard.
But if they're typical old people,
yeah,
they get up super early.
They watch, yeah, they get up super early.
Okay, so you're up 6?
6 a.m. Yeah.
It's a long time before
drinking
4 o'clock
coffee,
dinner.
Coffee, sitting out in their porch and patio and stuff. They do. They read the Desert Sun newspaper.
Do they go for a walk or anything?
No, my mom loves the pool. She does water aerobics.
Okay.
That's her game. Leo works at the Living Desert, the big zoo out there. He's a tour guide.
Okay.
They have dinner at 4, and then they watch a lot of Netflix that I've never heard of and go to sleep. Early at 7 or 8 after entertainment time.
Sound terrible to me.
I was going
to
say I might do that tonight.
No, it's a pretty good gig. Really, pretty good gig.
Eating dinner at 4 o'clock could be a game changer for me.
Yeah,
I could get in bed by 7:30.
Well, you know, in some of those, like where you go to live, my grandparents moved into a senior living
place.
Like
a Leisure World kind of thing.
Yeah, and they start meals at 3:30 and just reset them every couple hours.
Sounds so fantastic.
You can eat whenever you want.
So, what should Emily do when she goes to Hawaii?
Which big island?
Oahu.
Oh, Oahu.
She should get on a plane and go to one of the other islands.
Although I will say,
well, hold on a second. This is her first trip. She's never been before.
Waikiki Beach is pretty cool.
It's a classic.
They've updated
vacation
it
destination. Stop shaking your head, Ireland.
They've updated Waikiki.
It is.
They've updated it.
She's staying at Aulani.
So that's on the other side of the island. That place is great.
And she could just stay there and do a lot there.
Yeah. No, she'll never leave. Yeah, so, that Aulani's great.
Aulani is that the Disney resort?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's like on the opposite side of Honolulu. Like your paycheck.
It's on the North Shore.
It's coming from Disney.
My best friend's getting married, and this is where they got their block of rooms, and they are getting their ceremonies like walking distance from the Aulani. So everything is all in one place.
You're set. Matter of fact, go watch to get in the mood. Watch the movie "Forgetting Sarah Marshall."
Oh yeah.
And that's Turtle Bay where they were, which is out near where Aulani is, and that you're set.
And White Lotus, I think season 1 is also
around
there.
Was over there?
Yeah.
Is that the Sydney Sweeney when she was in
and Connie Britton?
Oh. Yeah, Connie Britton. That was a good.
Have you not watched it yet?
No, I didn't know Connie Britton.
You need
was
to watch it.
It's really good.
Wait, Sydney Sweeney's in the first season.
And
first season of White Lotus. Yeah.
Oh,
she's,
wow.
She's kind of a.
When does Aubrey Plaza go in? She in from the first season?
Season two
when they go to Sicily. But yeah, Travis, Alexa Daddario is also in it too.
Stop.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is a
how
show.
How have
made
I
for have you.
This show avoided
oh, yeah,
me?
It's really
He's
good.
He's gonna watch it at 4 tonight.
Alexa Daddario, Connie Britton, and
Sydney Sweeney.
Yes.
This is like a Travis.
Yeah, I can't believe you've never seen it. It was like a big thing
Sunday.
When it went on.
You know me.
Mace, what's your plan for tomorrow, 3 a.m.?
3 a.m. So I'm already planning to be sound asleep.
Okay.
What happened to your big YouTube show?
The YouTube show didn't have. I was like, who's.
It was never.
John, you were on.
You did say that from the beginning.
I was watching at 3 a.m. I was like, I'm not doing that.
Mason has had more half-baked ideas than anyone who works
this
here.
This wasn't even my idea. This was Bergman's idea.
I kind of want to get up to see it, but I'm almost positive I'm not going to.
I'm definitely
to,
not
because
seeing
there, I don't
Spectrum
know about you guys.
Spectrum will rerun it all day.
I know. I can't
or is
do
it
that.
Only on ESPN? I think it's an ESPN game, so I don't know that Spectrum can run it.
Huh.
So, but can you guys watch sporting events that you know the result that are no who can
or
do that,
that I know the result is available
right I
no,
can't
I
do gotta, it
I want to go straight to the result
exactly
I'm going to wake up tomorrow morning and open the box score and see what the hell happens.
So you will never see the game you'll see a highlight rip.
The only time you're watching if your team loses you're probably most likely not going to go back and watch the highlights let alone the actual game. If your team wins then it's like all right let me see what happens. You're right you might
but
be right
just
about
watching. How are you not going to watch the game
well
you
might be right about Spectrum like I don't know if ESPN they're probably not airing it again
no and you so can probably you can probably get the Spectrum post game they'll still do one of those
they'll
shows with Hartung and all those guys but you can't rewatch the game. There won't be a Dodger squeeze play at any point because the game's on ESPN.
Those
so
are great, by the way.
I love the squeeze
That's
play.
A great thing to have on in here.
Oh, yeah.
Because you can kind of catch just the highlights here. Like the Lakers, I don't know, this is their version of a squeeze play, right?
Where the compacto?
Compacto, that's what it's called.
Is that what we're watching? This is the compacto.
I believe this is the
Hawks
compacto
game?
From last night. John, let me ask you this. How did the Lakers go 30 years with somebody not setting a new three-point record?
Well, think about it. They've never really had a Klay Thompson or a Steph Curry.
Right. But the way that the game has changed so dramatically in the last 10 years, you would have thought that someone of just moderate three-point ability would have gone past somebody that was playing the game so differently 30 years ago.
Right, but think about it. Kobe, Powell, Shaq, LeBron, AD, none of them really big three-point shooters. And so if you get a three-point shooter and you put it, and that, what I just described took you from 1996 all the way to now. If the two best players on the team don't shoot threes, you don't want some guy putting up 20 threes a game to take the ball away from Kobe.
But would you have to take 20? Wouldn't you have to take, because how many threes a game, the Knicks Van Exel era, how many threes per team were taken, 12 or 15?
Yeah, if that.
Right, and now there's probably 35 or 40?
Yeah, yeah. Some teams.
Mm-hmm. So you wouldn't have to have one guy take 25 of them, just one guy taking
Van
10
Exel's
a game.
Van Exel's on a heater, man, taking away stuff from Knicks.
I don't know, this could go down to that other World Series theory I had that you guys poo-pooed.
Which is?
I forget what it was. Where everybody that lost to the Braves ended up winning the World Series or something like that. I don't know what it was. You guys threw cold water on it and ruined it for me.
Good fact.
Yeah.
That's what you did the first time.
That sounds very well thought out.
No, you really put that together.
No, I forgot what it was because you all bullied me so
it's
relentlessly.
It's really well researched.
Yeah.
Something about beating the Braves and
yeah, you're like the guy that says, don't,
"No, wait, wait."
What
I'm going to remember
was
what
was going to happen.
That
you brought it back up
purple
to them.
In the tournament.
Here's a Travis fun fact.
No,
what is it?
I know. I think I remembered. What
yeah, okay, good. What's the fun fact?
Anybody that ended up beating the Braves. No, it wasn't the Braves. It was the Brewers.
Good. Well done.
It was the Brewers.
It was
well
the Brewers.
Done.
It'll come to me.
You've
It'll
got
come
it.
To me. Now I got to start thinking about
it. I can't wait.
Else.
That's a good tease
no,
for
No, that's
tomorrow.
It. Anybody who beat the Brewers.
Yeah, anybody who beat the Brewers
it.
Went on to win the World Series.
But
is
that's
that
not true because
fact?
The Dodgers didn't do it the one year that they beat the Brewers.
Right, so that's
so
not
that,
the fun
that can't
fact.
Be it.
There must be a
any
fun
thoughts
fact
on it?
It'll come back to me.
Any thoughts on
what's your takeaway from Travis's fun fact?
I think Travis drank a lot the night he came up with that theory.
I didn't come up with it.
Yeah.
I read it, and I was impressed by it, and the three of you gave me the looks that you're giving me right now.
We were nonplussed.
Yeah.
Nonplussed.
And I still don't know what that
means.
I'm
the only one who thinks this South Korea thing is just the worst idea
yesterday.
Ever.
Yeah.
You guys don't care.
Not
did
really.
Did you get...
I did care because it's a couple of games I'm not going to get to see.
Did you bring it up to him?
No, but he doesn't care. He'll watch baseball no matter where they play.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
I think that you're screwing the fans. You're taking opening day away. The good thing about opening day is either the Dodgers or the Padres get opening day at home, except if you go to stinking South Korea
yeah,
and
but
play
still
two
have
meetings
a
opening
day.
At 3
yeah.
o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, they'll still be a
they'll get an opening
day.
They'll hang the bunting. They'll do the ceremony. They'll line guys up on the foul line. They'll have one.
And you know what? They seem to be, I mean, if you follow them on social media,
they all seem to be having a really good time.
They all brought their wives. They're like, they're having a blast.
That's interesting you say that because I was talking with somebody who's over there in Korea now with the team. And his report back, I talked with him last night, and his report back was the Dodgers collectively, and John, this will buoy your point, they just want it over. They just want to come back
of course
and get
they do.
It over with and just kind of put it in the rearview mirror so they can start what is the real part that they're putting on a very positive public face, but that this is a very long way to go for very little payoff for them specifically. It's
of
good for baseball, but it's bad for them.
Yeah, it's great for baseball. That's why they're doing it. It's a money grab. It's great for the Dodgers because they're establishing that they are the team of...
yes, I agree.
I mean,
but
they are absolutely the team in Asia. Right
oh yeah,
now.
Of
yeah.
course.
Yeah. Well, they're going to have Japan no matter what. They got
correct.
The two best Japanese players to sign with their team.
But it's like when they went to they're thinking it's a worldwide game and let's get over there.
Do
and
you
let's
have to
do
sell baseball in a place that's already baseball crazy.
Yeah, I don't know that you do.
But it's
necessarily.
So. But think about how unique it is. Like they're playing, they're opening up baseball with these two franchises in Seoul. Like that. You don't have to sell baseball there, but you can definitely add to whatever is already there. I think it's
if
great.
If it wasn't on in the middle of the night, I would say...
That's the biggest issue.
Say it's a possibility, really. But the fact that nobody here is going to be able to see... I guess back east, it's at 5:30 in the morning,
six.
Or 6 in the morning.
Six.
It's a little bit more reasonable.
When they come back, is it Glasnow pitching? Are they back to their 1-2?
It looks
or?
Like that maybe Yamamoto will pitch the first... game here.
I have a hunch he's going to start that game.
Probably
it
has a little bit to do with whether or not he pitches well, right?
Yeah.
If he doesn't pitch well, then you may be pushing back a little bit.
Let's be frank. He didn't pitch well in the spring.
would help if they could pick up a ground ball.
Yeah, it would. He did get he did get stuck on.
As a former pitcher, it's very rarely my fault when we get knocked around. Yeah. You did your job
poorly.
But
he gave up a bunch of hits. Yeah. A bunch of hits in his last couple of starts.
Super Crosstalks brought to you by In-N-Out Burger. In-N-Out, that's what a hamburger is all about.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
117.
Woo-hoo-hoo.
Yes, indeed, it is a live Imaging Tuesday.
Yeah.
On the biggest show on the radio, Mason in Ireland, and look who's back. Welcome back, Steve Mason.
Thank you. Excited to be back. Ready to roll.
I was excited about your Instagram content over the weekend.
Oh, yeah?
The big hair, don't care.
A big hair, don't care.
Without the product in it, you in a bathrobe just hanging
around.
Are
you back to posting everything you do on vacation?
I made like three posts, I
and
think.
And you had that necklace shiny.
I had the necklace shiny. Yeah, no, I made a very thirsty
It was thirsty,
John. What I've heard.
And I was thirsty for it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, a lot of people very thirsty.
Listen, thirst is okay.
Yeah, it is. No,
like, we're
fine.
Thirsty for the show celebrating. Don't look at me like that, Producer Ara. You thought I was going to say something naughty. I wasn't. The celebrating 20 years at ESPN Los Angeles. Let's do it. Mason in Ireland, your Tuesday afternoon right now.
Bye!
Good afternoon.
So, here we go. Live Imaging Tuesday. I'm excited to be back. Ready to roll. This is a really big week. We got so much going on.
And we're
going to
talk about it all and promote it all.
Yeah.
But first off.
Yes.
First off.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to find a new opening catchphrase. Like John says, good evening, Lakers fans.
Yes.
Jim Nantz says, hello, friends.
Hello, friends.
Bob Costas says, hi, everybody. It's Bob Costas.
Yes.
I was thinking, like, hello, fans. But they know Travis and Sula didn't like that.
No.
So how
That's
about.
That's too generic.
Yeah, too generic. Use
the beautiful line I use.
Yeah.
Hello, beautiful people. Or, hello, good friends.
I think that's
good
too...
Good friends is too Jim
too
Nancy.
Too Nancy. That's too Nancy.
And hello, beautiful people is not...
Beautiful people...
It's not authentic because half the people you're talking to are ugly.
Not in my book. Everybody's beautiful.
That's not true.
Oh, everybody's... Ugly on the inside. Everybody's beautiful in their own way.
Ugly on
really?
The inside.
Yeah, everybody.
Everybody.
Everybody's beautiful in their own way. Absolutely.
How's Donald Trump beautiful?
Why do you always go to politics?
Because you said everybody.
We've agreed on this show. We aren't going to talk about politics.
I'm pointing out that your comment is inauthentic.
Wow, you guys got something going on?
No, it just is. You cannot
choose regular people. Don't choose politicians. Who regular is not beautiful?
What's beautiful about Bobby Knight?
Well, he's a good basketball
coach. He's
almost
dead.
He is dead.
Oh, there you go.
It is a final, as somebody would say.
Hey,
beautiful.
That's your line.
But you can't open with that, is it? Can you open with it?
I used it last night and credited you.
Did you really?
What was the line? It's a final?
Greg, see if you can find that. I was talking about we were scoreboard watching. So, Greg, it would have happened in the fourth quarter. We were scoreboard watching in San Francisco because the Warriors were playing the Knicks. And I said, as our good friend Chris Morales would say, it's a final.
There you go.
Knicks 119, Warriors 112.
I like that.
Lakers are back
it's
in
good.
Night.
It was the fourth quarter, so it was probably somewhere around between 9:30 and 10 o'clock at night.
The tech tell I took it from Tony Bruno, who took it from Keith Olbermann.
More like 9:15-ish, I think. That game last night lasted less than 2 hours.
Yeah, it was the opposite of Saturday's game, which
had a 22-minute delay.
Forever at the end.
You guys are legendary Hall of Fame broadcasters, so you can help me during the day. About the new catchphrase.
Oh, yeah, we will. We'll come up with a catchphrase for you.
But here's the big point.
Yeah.
Saturday.
Yeah.
The world's biggest birthday card for Steve Mason.
I'm excited
the
about
20
this.
The 20-year anniversary of Mason in Ireland. And I want to challenge our friends at the Reddit page.
No, don't challenge the Reddit
challenge
page.
Hey, come on, challenge
what's beautiful about penis thumbs on the Reddit page?
Well, I was going to say.
He's a big fan of me. That's beautiful.
Much like Crypto Ray is known as the general of the Sedano and Cap Circle of Trust, and they are building out something huge.
Are they?
On Saturday, yes.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
I challenge penis thumbs and the Reddit community.
Yeah.
No matter your hatred for corporate Greg or for myself.
There's a lot of it.
Or me.
Or me.
I've never been to this thing.
Anybody but Mason.
I have spies they like that send Mason, me screenshots.
And they hate everyone else.
Really?
But if you love Mason in Ireland enough to spend all day on the Reddit page ripping everybody else, then you have enough energy to come on out and sign Steve Mason's birthday
true.
Card.
You guys do like Mason.
Yeah, this
all
is
those
it.
Trolls, Laura, that hate me and you, they all love Mason.
Yeah.
It's okay, they can love him.
Bring on the troll army. Yeah. Sign my card.
I'm looking for penis thumbs.
Yeah.
To come on out to our first signature event.
I wonder if Penis Thumbs will present himself.
I want to throw a Reddit page Christmas party where it's almost like a roast. They can roast me in person.
Why do
we
they,
should actually do that. Can we
why
really
do they
do
hate
that?
Everybody? Do they really hate everybody?
Let's go to the Reddit page and let's have them all meet us in a place.
Page.
No,
I don't want
to. I want you to go to the Reddit
page. I'm not going
to
go.
And galvanize them.
No, Juan told me don't go.
Roast
it'll get in my head.
And me.
And
no, but they like you.
I still will get in my head.
What, that they like you?
Yeah, no, they'll say something about me and I'll get in my head and it'll throw me off.
They love you?
It can't be all love.
Oh, it
for
is.
You,
it's
it
a Reddit page. Is
you,
it really?
For us, it's all
oh
hate.
Oh, my God.
For
I think
you,
I
it's
should,
all love.
I think I should go there for just affirmation.
Exactly.
Affirmation is like oxygen
that's
for me.
That's what we're
I need
saying.
It. Yeah.
That's what we're saying.
I'm top ranked as one of their haters, as one of the hated.
Hated.
Do you have a ranking of, like, let's see, it's you, me.
I don't think I'm number one, but I might be.
Oh, God. Do I have to go to this
No,
thing?
Don't go to it. Don't
yeah,
go to it.
Not,
don't go
no,
to it.
Don't go.
It'll screw the rest of the show up.
Oh, yeah, I don't. See? All it'll get in my head.
Jonathan Watson says, Pat McAfee opens his show with Hello, Beautiful People.
Does he really?
Oh, yeah. Don't use that. He owns the copyright
Radio
to that.
Michael fan says you should open with Hello, Gutless Jacks.
Oh, I like that. That's not bad.
Gutless Jacks.
Gutless Jacks. I'm going to write that down.
Okay, that's a good one. Make a note of it. Make a note of it. Ireland, how was everything while I was out? Was it good?
Greg, I think it was okay.
Yeah, it was good. Friday was good.
Yeah. You didn't say anything about yesterday. What about yesterday?
Yesterday, there were a lot of cooks in the kitchen.
There was a lot of people.
Yeah.
And it was we had too many people
was
yesterday.
It?
Yeah, it was a lot
of people.
It was
Pepe and Michael?
Yeah.
And Andy.
And Andy.
Yeah, and Greg and Brian and, you know.
It was a big house.
Yeah.
Full house.
There was a lot of all-NBA first team, second team.
Oh, really?
Team.
Well, I'm going to write that down.
Oh, Chris would have hated it.
Oh, I've got my third team.
Oh, I was listening yesterday.
To go.
It wasn't bad.
Yeah.
What'd you find? The It's a Final.
Oh, okay. You did. So, Chris, this is here's me honoring you last night during the game.
And Michael, as our good friend Chris Morales would say, it's a final in San Francisco.
That's pretty cool. I got to be honest.
Go.
Very
so,
nice.
I like that, John. Thank you so much. Be sure to pull that, and we're going to use that for a lot of promos.
Good. Yeah, of course. Of course you are. So Lakers look good. By the way, Lakers.
What time's the celebration for them beating the Hawks, the 10 seed out of the East?
Small parade this afternoon. You know they've got the 19th easiest schedule from this point on.
Who?
The Lakers. 19th easiest schedule.
They have more road games at home, though, which worries me a little. But we're going on this six-game road trip. Let me see if I can remember it. We start in Milwaukee. Then we go to Memphis.
Right.
Then we go to Indiana.
Yeah.
Then we go to Brooklyn.
See, these are beatable teams.
Then we go to Toronto.
Right.
And then we go to Washington.
Right. See, this is a really good stretch. I mean, that's on the scale of East Coast road trips, that's one of the easier ones, given the opponents.
And then what happens when they come back, John?
It gets harder.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who do they got on Friday? There's a game Friday, game Sunday.
Philadelphia with no Embiid.
Okay. And then
on
Sunday.
Sunday is Indiana.
Indiana.
Who they beat in the in-season tournament.
Right.
And then, Chris, to answer your question, when they come back, they will only have four games left. Cleveland here.
Mm-hmm.
Minnesota here.
Yep.
Golden State here. Then they end the season at Memphis and at New Orleans.
I foresee them sticking exactly where they are, the 9 seed.
The 9, I think you're probably right.
Yeah, they get one home game
in the
play-in
tournament.
As long as
the shot clock works against the Warriors.
Oh, my God. What a disaster that was. What an embarrassment for the league. What are they doing with the end of games? It lasts forever, and it was a very good game.
Never seen anything like it in my 25-plus years working in the
NBA. It was so frustrating to watch.
I said it yesterday. If we care more than the NBA cares, that's a problem.
Yeah, yeah.
Because nobody was watching the store on Saturday
night. Yeah, they got to fix that.
and you know, people just sitting around and then restart, blow a whistle, restart, blow a whistle. They
terrible.
I mean, it was just awful.
Oh, and then the ball touched both of their hands on the way. It's like, come on, call on the floor, let's move.
It's a 4-point game with 2 minutes to go, and they decide LeBron stepped out of bounds, so let's make it a 7-point game.
Yeah, just stupid. I mean, just stupid. Right. So pickleball on Saturday. Here's the weird thing about pickleball. I did play once while I was away. And we just knocked the ball around a little bit. I don't think there's going to be a practice between now and Saturday, and definitely not one with me and Lindsay, who is my teammate.
Why not?
Because she works a different shift than I do, and she go out at 7 o'clock, or we'd go out in the morning.
I'll go out after 7 o'clock.
I'll do that.
You want to do that?
If you want to go to that West Hollywood place, I'll totally go to that West Hollywood place.
I don't live in West Hollywood to get to book it, but I'll find somebody.
Okay, yeah, because you were going to go.
That sound, by the way, you hear, is John Ireland opening up a roll of saltines, which I think is the most amazing thing. You're just going to eat the regular saltines? Nothing on them? I love saltines, by the way.
You're just going to eat saltines straight up.
I love it.
I have the worst stomach flu I've had in 2 years.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah, but saltines are also amazing.
This will be the first food I've eaten in 26 hours.
What?
Yeah. Saltines, you put some cream cheese on saltines?
There will be no cream cheese added.
No cream cheese.
No.
You don't like saltines, sucker?
I do like saltines, but you can't eat a lot of them because they're very dry. Like the world record for eating saltines is really hard.
Really?
Like you did. We tried to do it
because they're so dry.
Yeah, we did it once. Like how many? We had like how many you could eat in 60 seconds, and we both failed miserably.
Yeah, yeah.
You got another roll of saltines in there?
No, that's it.
You brought one roll of saltines.
Yeah, one roll of saltines.
I brought Ritz crackers are in the kitchen.
Those aren't saltines.
Ritz crackers are not
saltines.
Totally different. That's a buttered cracker.
But sucker, why
just
not?
Sucker.
Greetings, suckers.
Hey, that's not bad.
But I want to be able to use this like. In normal everyday, like a catchphrase.
A catchphrase.
Like,
what's up, sucker?
Hello, gutless suckers. I'm Chris Morales.
No, take out the gutless. Just
I like
hello,
gutless.
Suckers.
Hello, suckers. Yeah, John got me the hat
I'm
that
Chris
says
Morales.
Gutless.
Hello, suckers. Yeah, that's not classy.
Hello, beautiful people. I'm Chris Morales.
That's too much. And apparently Pat McAfee uses it. So I was just. Did you steal it directly from McAfee?
Did you check with him before you started running with this? I haven't listened to his show,
no.
To be honest.
Okay.
Be careful. He might be running the network one day.
Yeah.
He might be.
Yeah.
But so will GKB. So I'm
yes, there you go. Exactly. Exactly. Ireland, are you and Lisa, have you practiced at all for the pickleball madness
once.
On Saturday?
Once. It was a disaster.
No.
No.
It was.
No.
We played 5 games against our friends Scott and Nancy, lost all 5.
You lost to Scott and Nancy 5 times?
5 times.
Freaking Scott and Nancy.
Well, I mean, that's Scott and Nancy are really good players, are they not?
I think they would say that they're okay.
Yeah.
And they would say, we're not.
Pickleball is like
not good.
Pickleball is like a fever. Like, I was talking to... So
I kept going in the kitchen. They kept telling me to get out of the kitchen.
You can't be in the kitchen.
Yeah.
You got to stay out of the kitchen for your
hand fight. I figured
it
out by the end. Yeah.
So
by game 5, I was staying out of the kitchen.
My friend Sue Kalinske and her husband Tom have started playing, and now they're playing like 6 hours a day.
Really?
They're like insane about it. They had never played before till they were out in Palm Desert last week, and now they play every single day since. It's like a fever. You get it, and you get pickleball fever.
Okay, well, that's cool.
Yeah.
Our friend Marcellus Wiley and David Singer were playing in something
at
Wiley's house.
He created the whole thing.
Does Wiley have a pickleball court at his house?
Wiley was at Mountain Gate last month. I ran into him there.
Really?
He's getting out there.
Wow.
He's got some time now.
Well, he's got a show on Instagram, I think. Doesn't he?
I don't know.
Doesn't he have a show on Instagram? Nobody's with me?
I have no idea.
Wait, well, can anybody have a show on Instagram?
Oh, John, it's very exclusive.
Why are you ripping Wiley?
I'm not ripping Wiley. I love Wiley.
I texted him when I saw his wife went on Watch What Happens Live.
Yes.
And she kind of killed it. So I started texting. I said, your wife's killing it. He didn't believe me that I watched that show.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I said, I watch it every night.
Juan says he doesn't think his wife is going to get an apple to come back next year. Do you?
I don't know. I didn't ask him if she liked it or not. I just said she did really good on Watch
She's
What Happens
like
Live.
An anesthesiologist? Is that
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that was a big point of contention. Is an anesthesiologist a doctor?
Hell yes.
Yeah,
see, the other housewives didn't feel that was the case.
Really?
You make a lot of money being an
anesthesiologist. I think you have to be an MD to do it, don't
you? The exact conversation we're having played out in real time on the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. So now you have like a woman that's accused of embezzlement. You have a woman whose marriage is breaking up. Well, that happens on every one of those shows. All those girls have issues going on. But as, do you have to go to
an anesthesiologist is a medical doctor who specializes in administering anesthesia.
Do you, have to go to medical school to be an anesthesiologist?
I think I would imagine.
I mean, that person that puts me under, I hope they went to medical school.
I'm looking for an anesthesiologist.
No chance they do. They take classes, and that's it. Just how
no, they can't take classes.
No, you can't just take classes.
Mason just 100%. Said they're a doctor. If they're a doctor, that means they completed some type of medical training.
I don't know. I think anesthesiologists are don't.
Is
have
a chiropractor a doctor?
No, well, that's made up. So.
Also, like
a
phlebotomist, somebody
not a doctor.
Like,
no, phlebotomist is not,
not a doctor.
No.
Why is that not? Why is it different than an anesthesiologist?
Because all they're doing is sticking a needle in your arm and taking blood.
I know how to do that.
What about a nutritionist? Is a nutritionist a doctor?
No, not a doctor.
It's a specialty.
It's a specialty, but it's not.
I don't think
no,
you need
No, I think an anesthesiologist
training.
Better you be do. A doctor.
No, I don't think so.
They yes, have, you do, Greg.
They either have to be an MD or a DO. What's a DO? Doctor
you
of
have to be MD?
DO.
Okay, then I'm wrong.
DO.
What is a DO?
What is a DO? DO.
I
don't know.
Homer Simpson? Is
Homer
he a DO?
Simpson. Yeah, apparently. All right. Well, I wish her luck. I hope she's an. I hope when I go on, I'm getting in one of them GI tests. What am I thinking of?
I don't know.
The word.
GI tract?
No.
Doctor of...
Colonoscopy.
Oh.
That's what I stuck on.
Sedano just checked in. My sister-in-law, brother-in-law's wife, is an anesthesiologist, and she went to medical school.
Yes,
okay.
You
there
have
you go.
To.
You so better.
Then I'm absolutely have to.
Wrong.
Yeah, I hope when I get put under for my...
Is this your first colonoscopy?
No. I've had some stuff there, so this is like number four or something.
Because I think Cappy's getting ready to do this.
Laura, why did you just send me a picture of Jimmy Garoppolo and write, ooh? Most women find him super attractive.
I just don't want him to be around.
I actually don't want I was disappointed that that's who the Rams went with at
backup
quarterback.
Would you rather have him or the Wolf?
I'd rather have somebody like Carson Wentz, who's still unsigned. I'd rather have somebody like Justin Fields, who Pittsburgh gave up, a sixth-round pick
for? Yeah, that was crazy.
I mean, the Rams, as a backup quarterback, he'd have been fantastic.
Well, I don't know what the Raiders are doing, letting him go to Pittsburgh for a sixth-round pick, unless he just didn't want to go to the Raiders. I guess his offensive coordinator from Chicago is with the Raiders now, so maybe he didn't want to go.
Oh, okay.
But this is Hollywood, baby. Nobody's making a big deal if Carson Wentz is on. They announced that on Twitter. Everyone's making a big deal for Jimmy G.
But when we...
He's the matinee idol, the new matinee idol.
Yeah, he's not a guy that I feel comfortable with going into games. I just...
Well, hopefully he'll never have to play.
Yeah, hopefully he sits there and looks pretty and that's it.
Kind of like you?
Just... I hope he just sits there and looks pretty and we don't need him. All right, coming up next for you, John, let me see. Oh, you know, I didn't get a chance to sound off on Aaron Donald.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, that was a big deal when you were gone.
And so I've got the moment the Rams knew he was going to retire and what he might do next. That's coming up next for you. Mason, Ireland, live imaging Tuesday, 710 ESPN.
All right, if you are hiring, did you know it can take up to 11 weeks on average to hire for an open job? You don't have that kind of time. So use ZipRecruiter, and right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/LA. ZipRecruiter uses powerful matching technology to quickly find and send you the most qualified people for your roles. Or, as the inventor of ZipRecruiter, Ian Siegel, says, they don't leave anything to chance. You can check out the people ZipRecruiter sends you. If you really like one or two, you can invite them to apply with one click. That's how fast ZipRecruiter works. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within one day. So quit messing around. Use ZipRecruiter. Go to that website, ZipRecruiter.com/LA. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/LA. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to Amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's Amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Live Imaging Tuesday on Mason in Ireland.
Yeah.
The biggest show on the radio. Don't forget, Madness Week is here tonight at 6 o'clock. We've got Colorado State and Virginia.
I've been waiting for this one. John, give me the your take on Colorado State, Virginia.
I go Colorado State. You know why? Rams.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, go Rams. There you go.
You can hear that at 6 p.m. after Shinano and Cap, courtesy of our friends at Westwood One. Speaking of the Madness, Thursday, the entire radio station is going to be in Manhattan Beach. Literally, Ireland can walk to work, I think.
We're at John's house, basically.
There we go. The Island's restaurants, Island by, in Manhattan Beach right there in Manhattan Village.
It's spectacular.
Oh, it's beautiful.
It's gigantic. Yeah.
We're going to be on the patio, party. We're watching the games, drinking brews, eating.
When does this
do? Before the tip-off.
Oh, this is our...
The brackets.
Brackets.
Okay.
My computer program at home is not finished its analysis of the games. So tomorrow I should be able to fill this out. I can't do it yet. Right?
I love it.
Because I've got all this research going on.
We don't need to have it done until early Thursday.
Correct.
Right? We just need
correct.
To bring it to Islands.
Yeah, exactly.
Or no, actually, we'll turn in end of day tomorrow.
End of day tomorrow.
And then we will bring them to Islands for you.
Fantastic.
Exactly. So be sure to be with us. And join us. It starts at 10 a.m. with the Travis and Sliwa Show, then Mason Ironman 1 o'clock. Sedano and Cap at 4 p.m. We've got giveaways, Lakers tickets, Lakers game balls to give away. Be part of the party for Madness Thursday, the tip-off of the tournament. Islands Restaurants, Manhattan Village, right there in Manhattan Beach. And we'll see you there. And then don't forget, be there Saturday for pickleball.
Yeah.
Just take Thursday off, then take Friday off so you can be at the pizza with Travis and Sliwa.
Yeah.
Then come to pickleball, man.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, you should be at Yachtly Crew next Friday, too.
March 29th. Still a few tickets available, although we've pretty much sold that thing out.
I got a captain's hat, but I don't like it.
Well, you can get an official Yachtly Crew captain's hat there.
Do they have them there?
That's what we all wear.
You okay.
Yeah,
I don't like the one I ordered.
And remember, you're getting on stage with Cappy and I.
Yeah, I know. I ordered like a sailor suit, and I don't like the way it fits.
I've been waiting my whole life. To see you in a sailor suit.
Sailor suit, exactly. So I was not here for the big announcement that Aaron Donald is retiring, and I was like devastated.
Here's the interesting thing. I don't even know if you remember this. On Thursday, off the air, you said to me, why is Aaron Donald trending? Do you remember that?
I do.
And I went, I don't know. And we both looked and there was nothing to it. So
somebody knew something.
And I think the Rams knew for a couple of weeks.
Well, I've actually got a story about that. The Rams knew he was done the day after they lost to the Lions. Aaron Donald knew his career was complete.
So he just hung around to get that guaranteed money?
He knew his career was complete on the night of January 14th. Los Angeles Rams coach Sean McVay got the message loud and clear the next day when the all-planet all-timer came to his office as the team was shaking off its playoff ouster in Detroit the night before. He said, I'm full. I'm just like, and you should be. You have every right to feel this way. So the Rams knew from the day after that game that Aaron Donald was retiring.
So knowing that, are you surprised they weren't more aggressive going after some of those available defensive linemen?
The only thing I can think, because now
they tried to get Brian Burns, they couldn't do it.
Yeah, no, he went to the Giants, I think, in the end.
But, I mean, Chris Jones was available for a while, or maybe he was always going back to the Chiefs.
Yeah, he might have been. He might have been. But I can only think that they are going to focus on defensive line edge rusher in the draft. They do have 11 picks in this draft.
Yeah.
They obviously used a lot of free agent money on the offensive line where they're changing their run scheme. They're going to basically run straight ahead. They're going to run north-south instead of east-west the way they've been doing in the past. So they've got big, big guards on that offensive line. So I feel good about that. But now they've got to find a disruptive force on the defensive line, and hopefully that comes through the draft. Here's the other nugget I came across about Aaron Donald. So Aaron Donald did an interview last year, and he says one of the things that he wants to do is acting. Now, Aaron Donald would be a fantastic action star, would he not?
I don't know if he has a personality for it. Like if you look at The Rock has a lot of personality.
Sure.
Aaron really at least I haven't seen it, but what he could do is think about Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
Who was a big action star, and he couldn't even speak English.
Right.
And it totally worked.
Just kind of a badass.
He kind of made fun of himself
the whole time.
Aaron Donald could do that.
Because remember, football players used to go from football to acting, whether it be Jim Brown or Fred Williamson or any of those guys.
OJ.
Yeah. They all went to acting. And nobody's done it in a while, but that would be a different route for him. I don't know if he's going to be a studio kind of guy, but as an action hero, I could totally see it. And he's talked about it as being part of the second act of his career, so that'll be fun to see. All right, coming up next for you, we're going to spin the wheel of questions. It is Laura's wheel. And in the meantime, life's journey has got its highs and lows. The LA County Department of Mental Health is there to support you through it all. They have a caring team. If you're in a situation where you're depressed or you have anxiety or you're struggling with a relationship or work is overwhelming, any of that stuff, they provide free emotional support, service referrals, and crisis counseling. You can call their 24/7 helpline, 800-854-7771, or visit their website at dmh.lacounty.gov. Your mental health is their priority. Let them be your support on this journey. Together, let's shape a brighter tomorrow with hope and recovery and well-being. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, Laura, what's going on?
All right, guys. So yesterday I went to the grocery store because I wanted to make my own dinner.
Okay.
And I noticed this gentleman was eating the fruit, opening bottles of water, and just kind of having his little merry way around the grocery store. But I was like, whatever. There was only one checkout, like the one
cashier.
So
he was doing this, but he wasn't buying these
things.
Not yet.
But, I went about my way. And then when I went to the cashier, it was only one cashier open. And who was in front of me? This guy.
Okay.
Right? So the girl's bringing up his stuff. And then he started arguing with her because when you eat like grapes or other things, it goes by pound. And they're like, hey, man, you ate half of this. Like,
oh, so they knew.
Oh, they
did.
Knew. Yeah. You ate half of it. So he's like, well, I'm not paying for it. So I was there. I was stuck there for 30 minutes.
Wow.
Wow, it's like you went to a game at Crypto.com Arena.
I mean, I was there for that too. Yeah. But, I was like, dude, just pay it. I'll pay it. Whatever. Just, I want to go. But he was
How much money was it?
I don't know. I mean, he was clearly able to pay for it, like, because he was paying for everything else. He just didn't feel that he needed to pay for the stuff that he ate at the store.
He ate it.
He needs to pay for it. I know. But my cool question was, have you guys ever encountered something like this at a grocery store or anything similar?
I recently was in Ralph's, and a lady in front of me was writing a check. And I'm like, is like the oldest school thing in the book, is to actually write a check at a grocery store. And it takes time. People, you check out really fast and then, okay, how much is it? And this little old lady's right. And God bless her. I'm glad she got the groceries paid for, but it is a pain in the ass.
Do any of you own checks still?
Somewhere.
I do.
I don't know where they are.
Same.
But I have an open checking account.
I bet you Lisa knows where they are.
Well, you have a checking account, but you have actual checks. Like, I have to pay my rent in checks. And it's the only thing
I have to write. So you have a checking account for sure.
No, I have a checking account, but I also have just checks that I have to write every single month. And it's the only thing I write a check for.
Your rent?
My rent, yeah.
That's so weird.
I just don't get it.
I pay for it online.
Anyways, your turn, Ireland.
Checks. What about in line at the grocery store? John, you hate lines.
I do. So one time, a woman was in front of me, and I could see she was counting her money.
Mm.
And they were ringing up her stuff, and she was watching how the cash register number keeps going up?
Yeah.
And she goes, I'm not going to be able to afford those last two things. And the cashier said, do you just want us to put these back? And she goes, yeah. Tell me if this was a jerk move or I was being a nice guy. I said, how much are those? And she goes, put together, it's about $6. I go, put it on mine. And the woman was appreciative. She goes, she goes, really? I go, yeah, no problem. And so I paid $6
right
towards my thing, and I kind of got a dirty look from the
cashier. Oh God!
Maybe, and I was trying to find
setting out a bad precedent.
Maybe,
yeah.
Or maybe she had already not run them up, and then so she just picked up the two items and put them over the divider into my thing, and I went, well, no, I want her to take those.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, well, then you got to pay for them. And I just took out a 20 and said, here, I'll pay. And so then she gave him to the one. I think I was just creating more work for the cashier.
Yeah, sure.
It's not.
Sure.
And she didn't appreciate it.
It really isn't.
But I thought I was being nice, and I got kind of a dirty look for it.
Well, that cashier was just being a bleep. Because I've done that. I've had situations where someone is, running low on cash or whatever. Or, they don't have a lot of stores right now are cashless, or they don't have the exact change back. And I remember this older gentleman kept trying to run his card, and you clearly can tell he was older. He didn't really understand how to do all that. And the girl's like, it's just not ringing up. He's like, okay. He took out his money. He didn't have enough. And we're like, you know what? My brother and I were like, we got the rest. Just let him take it. They were super sweet about that.
Okay, good. So maybe I just had an angry cashier.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's probably Whole Foods. They're all cranky at Whole Foods now. I think everybody's cheerful at Trader Joe's and cranky at Whole Foods.
Trader Joe's are amazing.
Trader Joe's, those are the happiest people.
They are, and they will have full-on conversations.
They ring
with
their
you.
Bells. They've got their
Greg
Hawaiian
gets mad about
shirts.
This.
You don't like having a conversation.
No, I do. It's just when they get really, really personal that you're like, all right, we can have exchange pleasantries. What are you doing? Are you doing something tomorrow? You going on a hike? What are you doing? We can have pleasantries. That's
pleasantries.
Where we stop. Mm-hmm. The only thing that's kind of happened to me, I think, is that basically I get annoyed if I only have one item and every line is full and somebody does not let you go through. They have a full basket and
they
will not let you go through. And that's happened.
And you've got the one item
I have one thing. I'm like, I just want to go in and do this one thing.
Do you ever ask?
I have before. And
I was going to say.
They go, no, it's okay.
Do they really say no?
Someone has told me no.
Wait a minute. Well, you know who would tell you no 100%?
Who?
He's not letting anybody merge into his
grocery line.
He's an early merger.
If you're coming in late with your one item,
you wait in line.
Mason is standing directly behind the person in front of him and
I've got my cart blocking the
way.
You're not coming in here.
I can't tell you how many times I've been driving since we had that conversation.
No,
and then I watch somebody try and merge, and I go, oh, it's a Mason. He won't let him in.
That whole early merger, late merger thing was amazing.
Oh, it was fantastic.
I think about it every time I'm driving.
Me too now. Especially when you get on the freeway right here in Francisco.
The 110?
Yeah. Right. The 110 is the perfect example of it.
It is. Yeah. I go all the way to the end.
Me too.
You go to the beginning and that's wrong. It's wrong. Go to the end of that.
Yes.
Yeah, but if you go to the end and you get Mason, you're not getting in.
Not getting in.
Oh, I'll get in.
Get off.
I'll get
in.
And yes, I will get off.
I will get in.
Okay, so Cut, which is our betting app that we're working with, peer-to-peer betting app.
Have you reversed your bad luck yet, or
I pounded.
You got a couple of wins?
I pounded Atlanta Sunday versus the Clippers.
Oh, good bet.
Yeah, +9.5. Plus 9.5 because the Clippers weren't playing very well.
Yeah, but
plus 9.5, a lot of points.
But Atlanta had lost 3 in a row.
Yeah.
They don't have Trae Young. I mean,
I always
for you
bet against the Clippers if I can. So they put some custom bets on there. You can download the app, KUTT Cut, or go to cut.com. They have ESPN LA Pickleball Madness bet. Here it is. Will frenemies, that's me and Lindsay, make it out of the first round of the tournament? So no is +100.
Really?
Yes is -100.
You're favored to get past the first round?
It's ridiculous.
I want some of that. I say they won't get out of the first round. So
well, wait a minute. No, I already say.
Yeah.
I've already got that bet. So if you want the other side, if you believe me and Lindsay, frenemies is going to advance out of the first round, jump in there on
But can
on cut.
I just bet more than he bet?
Wait, and also, how are you doing this? Yes, you can. You can have your own separate bet against somebody else.
What do you mean,
how
am I doing this?
Because you're throwing it then.
No,
you are,
I'm not.
You're Pete Rose.
No, I don't.
You're Pete Rose.
Like today, I'll do it. Today's my game.
Yeah.
I have a feeling, and you guys have to decide if you'll let me do it.
No.
I did it last week. I have a feeling Greg's going to win the game today.
Oh. Okay.
I haven't won this month.
I know. But I have a feeling you might win today.
Okay.
So can I bet on you to win the game,
no.
Even though I wrote the game? So
I mean, you're not giving me any hints or anything.
But in this case, I can't believe anybody's going to take the other side because we have not even played.
No, but you're also betting against yourself in the first round, which means that you can throw the game
right.
And
you
win the
you
money.
You can actually control
okay,
it.
Okay, well, jump in if you want the action. Jump in.
No, well, no, because the other side is yes.
Oh, correct. Wait a minute.
The other side is yes.
Isn't he playing me?
No.
No, we don't know who you're playing
yet.
This
is in the actual big field tournament, not in the round robin.
Right. Okay. So it's just nonsense because you're betting against yourself. You are Pete Rose betting against his own team.
Correct.
No, Pete Rose never did bet against
his own
team. I know
he didn't.
And if you want the other side of the action, jump in there.
They just go to the cutout.
Yeah, I've got all the NCAA tournament games on cut right now, and I've got some. I'm trying to find the one that I absolutely love. There's one game that I absolutely love, and I'm going to bet the – yeah, there it is. Yale plus 12 versus Auburn. 12 and a half.
You want Yale?
I want Yale.
I'll take
12.
Auburn.
Okay. There you go. Yale plus 12 and a half.
What do you want to bet?
I'm going to pound it. I'm going to pound it for $10.
Are we betting an actual $10 or do you want to just bet like 1,000 mythical?
Yeah, we'll bet 1,000 mythical.
All right. So you have Yale plus 12.
Yes.
And I have Auburn.
Yes. I like that. I love that, Yale. I read a stat. This is potentially useful, that when go slow teams play go fast teams, the slow teams tend to win. St. Mary's over Grand Canyon, Morehead State over Illinois, Texas A&M over Nebraska, Yale over Auburn. They like all the points in those situations, the underdogs, because they play slow.
By the way, when you do that mythical money, it's brought to you by Prize Picks. Prize Picks is the largest and number one daily fantasy sports platform in North America. New members go to prizepicks.com/710 and use code 710 for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.
All right. So we're going to do 2 o'clock call today. How'd the 2 o'clock call go while I was gone? Did we nail it? Did we kill it? Are you done with it?
No. I'm not done with it. I am. I'm not Greg.
Bergman's done with it. He's like, he was done with it before he even started.
It's not, it's just
well,
it depends
call.
On how good the call is.
Yeah.
But yesterday they were average. We tried three. None of them were great.
Okay, what if we do this?
Okay.
Let's see who calls. And if I think they stink, then you guys don't have a call.
All right, so they've got to get past Laura to get to us.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the best way to always do it. Yeah. You really want this call.
Okay.
Really want
it. I put not take on there.
All right. So if you're confident.
Confident that you've got something.
Yeah, they've got something. 877-710-ESPN. 877-710-3776. And if nobody calls or they all suck, we just won't do it.
Correct. We won't do it. I got a bunch of Dodger stuff. Dodgers play at 3 a.m. They're about, 12 hours, 13 hours away from first
also,
pitch.
And, you know, we're all big Caleb Williams fans around here.
Yes.
Robert Griffin III has a strategy for Caleb Williams that I actually think he should consider.
Mm.
And we'll get into that too.
That's coming up. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.